Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Pastor George Pearson's In the Class. Testimonies. Glory to God! Exclamation point. I was watching BBOV this morning and heard the request to send in a testimony. I am happy to oblige. He's country. Well, much obliged. I have been a partner with KCM for quite a few years, and I consider your ministry to be foundational cornerstone for my own growth and my walk in Jesus. I have learned so much about choosing my words and aligning them with the Word of God. When I first started following KCM, I was in pretty bad shape. I struggled with alcohol and drugs, as well as some emotional problems that were wreaking havoc in my life. With all the changes the Lord has worked in me, most people from my past wouldn't recognize me now. The love I have experienced has altered my way of thinking and living. Thank you for your contribution to that. I really enjoy the downloadable notes from the BVOV series. I'm not afraid to use them liberally when the Lord leads me to do so, in sharing His Word with others. Thank you again for having me in the family. God bless. EJ in Alabama. EJ, much obliged, brother. We appreciate it. Glory to God. I can tell you country. The people don't use oblige anymore. Well, we do.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I was in pretty bad shape. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Doss. So was Kenna. I never had any problem with alcohol. And I didn't like it in the first place. And I won't go into the reason why, but I got drunk when I was in the Army. And I had two buddies. And I realized then, I can't do this anymore. I said, you see that policeman coming down there? I get up there to him, I whoop him. They said, no, you're not. Oh, yes, I am. I'll ask mom. They just picked me up and turned me around and said, no, you're not. And that was it. Praise God. Wow. Well, because my mother was praying.
Amen.
And my dad, my mother, none of them drinkers at all. So I went to work at a place here in Fort Worth called Tarrant Distributing Company. It was a beer distributorship, and it was a summer job. Well, and this is important to know. So they would back those freight cars in there, and if it was labeled bottles, they came in first. Because when the refrigeration was off. And there was one put in there. Now, I thank my mother for this. And they backed it in there, and it was labeled cans. Opened it up, 2,256 cases of quartz. Ooh. It was nasty. And I got the two of us down there, got up in there, and we just, and you'd get drunk on the fumes. And just stumble out of there. Mr. Compton came in and said, fire those two guys, they're drunk. I said, no. The car was mislabeled. Oh, no. Help them, please. Well, he and I get up there in those ends and get drunk. And I want to tell you something. For a long time, you could just anything that smelled like beer just made me want to throw up. So that got rid of that. That's important.
Praise God.
So my whole point of this is pray. for your children.
Amen.
Yeah.
And bring them up early.
Yes.
Early, early, early. Talking about Jesus. Talking about Jesus. That didn't happen to me in a University Baptist Church in Abilene, Texas. But anyway, the Lord arrested me November the 2nd, 62. Became a new creature. So, I just set John down. I said, John, I'm going to read you the story about David and Goliath. And I read it. Right out of the Bible. He said, oh, Daddy, that was a long one. I said, what do you think about David? He said, I like him. I said, you were named after him. John David Copeland. He said, oh, Daddy. Oh, that was a long one. You were named after him. Well, he grew up knowing that. So, the names are in this book. Amen.
Amen.
And I suggest that you don't go get Hallmark cards and look for baby names. There's nice names in here. Elizabeth. Yes, Mary. Rachel. Rachel Ward. Mm-hmm. Who is now Rachel Mayer, that's where her name came from. Because Jacob loved Rachel. And now, Caleb loves Rachel. Where'd he get his name?
Yeah, there you go.
Caleb and Rachel.
You know, you're talking about
and
how...
And they died.
Yeah, exactly. And you're talking about how important it is for parents to teach their children
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
You know, we did that with Jeremy and Aubrey. We taught them tithing from the very start. And you were talking about this yesterday about John and teaching John about tithing. And I saw something as you were talking in Genesis 26. You know, it talks about the devourer being rebuked. And how important it is to be tithers, especially in times that we're in.
Yes.
I mean, it makes the difference. It makes the difference in our lives. And in Genesis 26, there was a famine in the land. And it was bad. It was bad. And talking about Isaac, and he was going to leave, but the Lord said, stay in Gerar. So he stayed there. And it says in verse 12, Isaac sowed in that land.
Yes, he did.
And he received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great. He went forward and grew until he became very great. He had possession of flocks, possession of herds, and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Now, that's important there.
Yes.
Because they were envying the richest man in the world. Well, we know why the man was the richest man in the world and why that worked for him in those desperate times is because he was a tither.
Yes.
How do we know he was a tither? Well, I thought about this as you're talking. I went back to Genesis 14. And it said, Melchizedek, king of Salem, this is Genesis 14:18. Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth the bread and the wine. They took communion. He was the priest of the Most High God. He blessed him, said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and be blessed, and blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thy hands. And he gave him tithes of all. Now, God chose Abraham. Why? Because he would teach his children.
That's right.
So you put that all together. Abraham taught Isaac about tithing because Abraham tithed. Isaac was in a desperate situation And because he was a tither, he was able to sow and reap 100-fold in that time, in that same year. Tithing is so crucial. How are we going to make it through these times?
Yes.
Tithing.
Well, and in this nation, now that you brought that up, our first president, George Washington, in that war, a British sniper said, "I am not firing at this godly man ever again, ever." He fired at him 5 times point blank range. He had holes in his coat, uninjured. The war was over.
Wow.
The Declaration of Independence had come to pass. And he didn't want to be president. But they insisted. He's a tall man, and he taught himself how to survey out of books. And you should have seen the book he wrote when he was 14. And because of his father taught him, very diligent. So now, then the Constitution of the United States was ratified. And they said, "Come see your president take the oath of office." So they went to St. Paul's Chapel that survived 9/11. St. Paul's Chapel. And there he took the oath of office. This is extremely important. Well, the United States is going down. No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Now, in God time, that was about 15 minutes ago. And then he shocked everyone. He turned to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. Yep. He could have turned any place.
Yeah.
He's the first president of the United States. He turned there. Then he shocked everyone, class. He bowed his knee and kissed his Bible and looked up and said, "You'll be our God, and we'll be your people."
Yes.
Right there. First act of Congress ratified the Constitution of the United States, the law of the land. It's been amended, fought over, spit on, but it's never been changed. It's been amended. But there it is. All these years later. And I remind him, I say, "Father, remember the covenant that George Washington made with you.
Yeah.
This land belongs to you.
Yes.
You own it." And the Liberty Bell came out of the book of Leviticus. "Let liberty ring throughout the land." And I want to remind you, they rang it until they broke it. And liberty is still ringing throughout the land.
Yes,
and the devil's still trying to bring it down. But because he went to the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis, it tied us forever with Israel.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen. Wow.
God chose Abram because he teaches children. George Washington chose God. And every time you hear somebody say, "United States is just going to fall," you say, "No, thank you very much, it's not." Because about 15 minutes ago, George Washington dedicated. People look at you, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and George. Not Pearson's, Washington. Well, my Aunt Barbara was telling me about G.W. McDonald, circuit riding preacher. G.W. MacDonald, born in Texas. You know what his name was? George Washington MacDonald. He's the circuit riding preacher, born in Kenny, Texas. And his wife. He carried his Bible and his concordance in his saddlebags. And she knitted covers for the back of them because it could be nice and tight. Because you couldn't just get a Bible anytime you wanted to. You had to take care of it. You couldn't go down to the store and get another one. It's very important. All of these things to... And all of it is tied all the way back to the beginning on tithing. In the Garden of Eden.
Oh, tell it.
The fight was over the tithe.
Yeah.
They made Cain mad. He didn't have to get mad about anything. He was wroth. George, I think we better go over there and ask that. Because that's where it started.
Let's go. That's good. Yep.
Oh, what was the title?
Chapter 4. Genesis 4.
Adam knew Eve, his wife, and conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man of the Lord. And she again bore a brother, Abel. Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Can I stop you for a moment?
Sure.
I'm looking in my Bible. I believe it's the same, because I have the same Bible you do. But you're talking about the importance of names. Cain, I'm looking down here, means gotten. Mm-hmm. Abel means feeder. Wow. In light of what you're about to say.
Yes.
Go ahead.
In the process of time came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord. That was proper. That's what he should have done. People say he should have brought a lamb. That would have been unjust because he's a tiller of the ground. Hmm. So it should come from the occupation that God had set him in. Abel also, he brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and his offering, he had not respect. Cain was very mad, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why are you mad? Why is your countenance fallen? If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him. Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against his Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out unto me on the ground. So the blood was speaking to God.
Yeah. Wow.
The blood of Jesus.
Wow.
Started right here. Mm. And now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened the mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. And where you till the ground is henceforth you yield. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Greater than I can bear. And if you read through that, he added to the curse. And God did. So he said, well, it'd be like you said. There it was. Over the tithe.
Wow.
In Genesis, the book of beginnings. Mm-hmm.
Right there.
That's where it started. And you just follow it through. The kings got together, Chad Shadow A. Lomar or something like that.
Yep.
Well, Chad himself. Yeah. All the kings got together and came against Abram. He armed his servants, and his family, and hired servants. And nobody had ever fought at night. But they did. And they defeated the kings and all the rest of them.
Yeah.
And got everything back. And so the king said, give all the people of you, but we'll take all the spoil. And Abram said, no. No. I want the people that belong to me, and pay me for the food they ate. Never let it be said any man may be rich, but Almighty God.
That's right.
That's right.
That's in the beginning of the book.
Yeah.
And now Abraham's blessing is out. Thank you, George.
Wow. Wow. That's really something about Cain and Abel. You know, I was looking here in my notes. Keith preached about this, and I remember him talking. Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof.
Yes.
He brought, if you remember, Fluffy.
Fluffy. Little Fluffy.
He brought the favorite, the first, and the best.
Yes.
And that's what we do. That's what we do. With our income, what we receive, we give the first and the best. And as we talked about yesterday,
in the process of time, it came to pass. So you don't know how long that was.
Right. Yeah.
And yep. The first thing is a frog that came to be accepted. You are cursed from the earth, which is open, and so forth and so on. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth. And from your face shall I be hidden. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it'll come to pass that everyone that finds me shall slay me. See, he added that to it. He said, okay. You said it. Therefore, whosoever slays Cain, vengeance shall be taken upon him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. A covenant mark. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod in the east of Eden. He knew his wife and conceived and bare Enoch. And he built a city and called the city the name of his son Enoch. And there you start the family.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on, and it becomes the children of Israel.
Pray. The first murder was over the tithe.
It's over the tithe.
That's how significant that tithe
is. It really is. He got mad, and he just killed him. He killed him out there in the field.
Yeah.
He hit him hard enough to shed blood. Well, where did he get his wife? It only talks about the two boys. But there were also children born, and you can find that. So he took a wife and left. And like they say, the rest is history.
Yeah.
But tithes started right there.
Right in the beginning.
Yeah. Big fight over it.
Yeah. And it's still going on.
It's
today.
Still going on. Yeah. You can follow it, and you can find all the wars and the rumors of wars. They're in the book. And why? And we'll be right back. Glory to God.
What does the Bible mean when it talks about the tithe? We know it represents the first 10% that belongs to God. But why is tithing so important in our lives today? Tithing is God's design to bless you. Discover the powerful scriptural foundation of tithing in Kenneth Copeland's audio teaching series, The Tithe, God's Invitation to Financial Freedom. You'll learn how presenting your first to God opens the door to heaven's resources, how your words and attitudes can position you to receive His provision, and how tithing actually protects you from the grip of lack and the love of money. God Himself said, "Prove me in this." When you tithe, you become a financial partner with the Creator of the universe. You can step into His invitation today and receive the rights that are yours as a tither. Don't settle for lack when God has promised you abundance. Give Him the opportunity to rebuke the devourer from your life and pour out His blessing. The Tithe, God's Invitation to Financial Freedom, a digital audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland, is available now as a free download on our website, kcm.org/TV special. This eye-opening series not only presents the strong scriptural basis for tithing, but also shows the key role tithing plays in opening the door to your financial freedom and how to activate the power of tithing like never before. This offer is good for 30 days. Be sure to download your free digital copy today.
Tithing positions us to experience the great blessings of God. Yeah. This is the product. Kenneth Copeland, Tithe, God's Invitation to Financial Freedom. Faith to be made whole. Spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially. 1 John, I pray that you be made whole, that you may prosper. And be whole, even as your soul prospers.
Amen.
Yeah.
So there it is. I want you to have it. Free. Do you get it? F-R-E-E. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland, Pastor George Pearson's, and all of the class reminding you that God loves you, and we love you,
and Jesus is Lord.
Yes, He is. Hallelujah.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.